Oh my.
Ah, shit.
Hello. All right, are we good?
Hello? Is my...
Hello? Wait, can everyone hear each other?
I can hear you.
Noah?
I can hear just fine as well.
Okay, then. Welcome everyone to the host. This is Noah.
What are you doing here? Why are you listening to this? Look down at yourself. Do you see that gut right there? Do you see it? Look up. Are you surrounded by loved ones? Are you surrounded by a female? Are you surrounded? No, you're by yourself. You're in your room. You're listening to this. So, welcome.
We're also joined by...
I think everything that Roseanne Barr has said is correct. And...
Boy, all right. We had the original three here.
Not really. It's been like a couple weeks.
When we recorded, it was just you and me, remember?
Wait.
Or something.
I mean, I guess. I mean, it's only been one episode since.
The important thing is we're all here. First topic.
What?
Topic.
I can't hear you.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We thought we fixed
it. We finally made it.
No, okay. First topic is Han Solo, a Star Wars story.
Han who?
Okay.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Oh, hi, Wyatt.
Anyway, Solo, a Star Wars story. I still have not seen it yet for some reason.
Oh, what? What?
I'm so sorry.
Well, I liked this movie.
I, too, enjoyed the movie.
I am glad that the Star Wars failed because it's nothing but a detriment to the white. Funny jokes, guys, get it? Just because the stuff boycotts, you know, is funny.
Get it? Because the fan base is a total joke.
Which apparently people are just talking about when really cancer.
The fan base has always been awful. I mean,
it really has.
I remember I almost ironically bought a Han Shot First shirt like 3 years ago.
Oh.
So well.
Can you imagine just
Han Shot First?
Oh, I was, Lord. I don't know. I don't know why you would care.
Of this.
Why anyone would care about Star Wars anymore. But, you know, Han Solo... Han Solo, but a great Ron Howard film. I would say it was his best one since Grinch.
Grinch is a masterpiece.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of wish he threw in like a guy who looked like Grinch in the movie.
It would have been pretty fun, actually.
In the background.
Jim Carrey's Grinch would like, yeah, that'd be.
Does Ron Howard look back at the Grinch like with resentment? Does he like actually like the movie, or does he?
Because
I know there's a lot of directors that like hate like some of their old movies, so I have no idea if Ron Howard looks back at the Grinch and is just like, man, if I could only go back and
direct cat
in the hat.
Oh god. No, I think Ron Howard. Who's better, Joss Whedon?
Ron Howard. It's like,
who's better? Who's the better ginger white man?
Ron Howard.
Okay.
Speaking of Joss Whedon trying to do damage control.
Wait, what?
After the whole like cheating thing, it's so funny.
Who cares? Who cares? Back to who? Han Solo.
Han Leia Solo.
So,
the sequel is called Han Duo.
So, have you had anything spoiled for you about Han Solo?
No, no. I can't believe it.
Okay, I mean, well, we're
at all.
I guess just
spoil it right now.
I feel like the one thing we actually have to talk about.
I just have not seen any spoilers on Twitter. Like, people just do not care about spoiling it.
Okay, well, I'm about to spoil some stuff for you, okay?
Don't.
Fine. Okay.
Was it good?
Yes! Where have you been? We just said it was good like 5 times. What?
Look, here's the thing. I think Solo, it's going to be good, but like, who waters grass at some point? Because I don't know how you do that. Because I really wanted to know how the hell you can water grass.
The famous scene in Solo where Han Solo waters grass and that's how he gets his name.
Han Solo, because I water the grass Solo-y.
Stan Lee waters grass in X-Men 3.
I get death fucking kick you off. Oh.
I would imagine Stan Lee, like, because that photo of the girl is like, I'm watering the grass, and she's not even watering the grass.
Oh my God.
I imagine that's something Stan Lee would do now in his old senile age. It's like, he's like watering the driveway, and he's like, I'm watering the grass.
Three, the last stand, where like the beginning where Jean Grey is like showing up, is like going upwards, and Stan Lee's like, what the fuck?
I haven't seen The Last Stand.
Wow. Like a fan.
Isn't that the one everyone hates, though?
The Origins of the Wolverine.
That's true. I've seen that one. I've seen that one, like...
Honestly, can Fox, like, calm down with, like, X-Men 3? Because it seems like they just want to, like, remake it all the time now.
Thing.
With the... Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. X-Men Origins Wolverine. The first, like, hour of that movie is incredible.
Okay, no.
Are you kidding me? The first until the farm scene is phenomenal.
I don't really care for it.
Until the part with the and all that bullshit with Gambit. Everything is amazing.
No.
And, okay, then.
No.
Well, everyone, Noah, his last... One last tall.
The last tall?
Like Wolverine. Would be kid thing.
That we conned up yeah. Let's reference our own podcast.
No, we're that douchey over here. We reference our own podcast. Toy 16.
What?
Anyway, stoked. Just bring up random cartoon.
Wait, do you know? Did you hear that they're doing? Did we talk about this already? That they're doing a what? They're doing a 16 movie.
Wait, what?
At the rate, same time.
Like they're doing a 16 revival with like the cast and everything, the same cast.
What?
I feel like you're. Listening.
Hold on.
We got technical guys. We can't edit this out because we'll just edit anything.
Right? Can't you just? Isn't there a way you could just send the audio to me? Or
it's complicated. I think like if you like send it.
Yeah.
Just recording, but like I'll see if I can like send the file. But
yeah,
I don't think
send the file to my email, and then I'll just edit this little part. I'll edit out any awkward little pause or any little weird thing.
Because. Well, is if like if I like send it, it'll send like the What, like, file is it'll send, like a, hey, watch.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, my God, is that the 16 intro?
Yeah, it is.
Coming off really bad on my end. That's right here. This is what we live for. Sorry, guys. I got to go for a second. Earth.
So, why do we subject this? I think Wyatt has like a humiliation fetish, and that's why we do this podcast, because it's humiliating, and he just loves it.
Yeah, I John love it.
I can't do this anymore. I
can't do this anymore.
I just
no, you're
so Han Solo.
I'm gonna kill myself. Han Solo.
Have you seen the trailer
for Han Solo?
No, to a movie called Peppermint.
No,
no.
It's with Jennifer Garner, and she's supposed to be pretty much like John Wick or whatever.
Oh, Jennifer, here's the thing. Everyone talks about Sarah Jessica Parker having a horse face. Jennifer Garner steals the cake.
And Jennifer Garner is more attractive.
Jennifer
Garner. Horse
okay.
Elektra. Okay. So your opinion's in bed.
Sarah Jessica Parker... I don't know if she does.
No, Jennifer Garner. She's not bad.
I mean, I thought she was a good enough for the long.
Oh, Nick, cool. He's gone.
Hang on. Wait, can I add him back? Oh, wait, no. Hang on. I can add him back. Hang on. We actually, the other day, but he also got kicked off for some reason.
Nice.
Audience nice. Completely lost. Wait for Nick to join back. What are you even doing, Noah?
I'm getting my wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow. That's exciting, I guess.
Boy, that sounds awful.
It is. I'm going in at like at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and I'm...
Does everyone have wisdom teeth, or like...
Everyone has wisdom teeth, but it depends on how they grow. When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Like 6 months ago or something.
Okay, so you go often, all right. Depends on how they grow in. So mine are growing in a way that if I continue to let them grow, I'll basically look like Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker. I'll just, my teeth will be ruined, so I have to get them taken out, and then I'll basically have a giant mushroom face until Wednesday.
So you'll be like the elephant man.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. Should we discuss it?
Yeah, it's Pride Month. Go ahead.
Hey, Pride Month. I actually just found out that I'm 10% asexual and 10% bisexual, but straight. Took a quiz.
What does that even mean? What? Oh. How does any of this make sense?
I think it's because I feel like a vague attraction to men, I guess. I would never...
I feel a vague attraction to men?
Like, or kiss a dude or anything, but like, I can acknowledge that certain men have a tendency to look. I suppose
that doesn't. You can acknowledging someone's attractiveness does not mean you are attracted to
what
them.
What does it mean?
It just means that they're a good looking person. It doesn't mean you're gay. It means.
Oh, fuck me, I suppose.
Yeah, just because you went, oh man, Brad Pitt's a good looking person. That means like, wait, am I gay? Does that make me gay?
What happened?
Oh, there you go. I don't know. We've been going, so we're talking about Wyatt's questionable sexuality. He says he's 10% asexual and 80% heterosexual, but like, how does that make sense?
I shouldn't have come back. This
Nick, would you like to come out?
yeah. So I like dudes. Well, I like dudes. And
Monday.
I'm coming out. I'm dating Nick Mundy.
That's sexual orientation. Nick Mundy.
We've been going strong. He cheated on his oddly attractive wife for me.
Vaguely.
She's an oddly attractive wife. I was like, how did he get her?
Anyway, what other things have happened in news of movie things?
Huh.
Apparently Bucky is like gay or something. Because one writer who wrote one iteration of him said, sure, if that's canon.
Literally anybody can be gay in the comics. Who fucking cares? You know,
big for this book. All women.
See, I think no, Wyatt, no. Because here's the thing: is you thought you were gay because you can acknowledge someone's attractive, right?
No, I'm saying girls are into kissing girls, okay, by default.
So by default. But where is your
because
evidence?
Because they have no masculinity. That's why. I don't.
So wait, you're saying testosterone is what causes you to be attracted to men?
Isn't like a reason like you're born gay is because like you have like a few missing chromosomes or something?
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, how it works? I don't know. I don't know how people are like.
Missing a few chromosomes turn that makes you like makes you deformed. It doesn't make you gay.
Well, no, I mean, like how like men don't have a, or no women by chromosomes. Maybe like some guys have a few chromosomes. I don't know. I'm so stupid. Immediately.
Oh my god! Did you ever take a sex ed class? Did you
no.
ever?
I only learned about like how the sex part.
Do you just...
I got my sex from porn.
Oh no!
Yeah. Anything you want to shift into this next topic with?
Huh. We could talk about climate change.
Yeah, that's on the podcast right there.
Yeah.
Social issue. Yo, let's talk about the Parkland shooting. And that. So, important that the Unreal. A die in for the Mighty Wings from McDonald's. Yep, we're breaking this.
Yeah.
So, I'm with. I've never had the Mighty Wings, but they sound really good.
They are so good. Man. There's no fat on them whatsoever.
They're the greatest things ever
made.
Yeah.
When did they go off the market? Like when was
like
last
2014?
20
time.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm with you guys because did you remember when McDonald's sold Styrofoam cups?
Nope.
Yeah, I remember.
Now they don't do it anymore. And now my soda always melts. The ice melts like within 10 minutes of me getting my drink. So
that's why Chick-fil-A is better because they still use styrofoam.
They're pathetic fuckers that want
Chick-fil-A still uses styrofoam. Too bad everything else costs like a too much.
You know what? We need a. I think we need to David Hogg this.
We have to get David Hogg in on this. He's got it. He needs to
come with us to McDonald's and we just lay out in... One day we should all meet up and do an Unreal podcast in a McDonald's.
And lay down.
Just lay down.
And just...
Honestly, we should all go to a con one day. We should go to some sort of convention.
If I had, like, money, I would totally do it.
We'll go to an anime con early.
Yeah. I only... If you find a girl that likes anime, you do, you get a keeper.
Dude, I went to an anime con. My friend wanted to go because the Nostalgia Critic was there. And I was like, no.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about Nostalgia Critic ever again after that whole
review. How are they still going? Like, how...
I don't know. It's so weird.
So, yeah, apparently, like, I think... not even a month or two ago, they had like 50 active people on their website. Now there's only 2 people left. Everyone left the website. Yeah, the only people that remain is just Nostalgia Critic and Larry Bundy Jr., who's only staying for the memes. Like he's literally staying just because he's the only one that will stay. So,
hey, you know, 420, 69. Moving on. I do have a hot take real quick over on the topic of anime. Probably gonna bite me for this, but Naruto is better than Dragon Ball Z.
What is? I mean, I've never watched it, so I don't know.
More emotion, character, or Ball Z has no character. What's action?
There you go. You just annihilated Dragon Ball.
Yep.
No coming back from that. Next topic. What's
How about we fan cast a live action Naruto movie?
who's the guy that's like the rapist in 13 Seasons Why? 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I forget the name of the actor.
So he's gonna play Sasuke. Then that's all. I only know Naruto and Sasuke. I'm sorry. Okay. That's the only characters I know.
The characters, yeah. Who would play Naruto then? Play
Jack Black would play Naruto.
I remember someone had a.
That's not funny.
A kid. When I was a kid, like back when I was like, you know, obsessed with anime and Dragon Ball, and when coming at it. There was like a reboot or something, which of course wasn't real. Like, what do I think? Like, oh man, they should get Jack Black to watch Ruby. Who was the one they had for Go? It was like Jim Carrey. I'm like, oh
my god. Freaking Nick just sent this Eminem hentai into the chat.
No. Oh no, what is this?
Okay.
Ew! I'm not support that. Noah just himself.
I dropped my phone.
He dropped his phone into his mouth.
What's happening?
Okay, guys, what do you think of the Inspector Gadget live action films?
Shit.
Inspector Gadget 2 is pretty solid.
It's better Inspector Gadget than the first one.
Yes.
Alright, cool. Next topic. Rupert
is the greatest person to ever...
What happened, man? What happened to us?
What do you mean what happened? This has been the entire podcast since day one, baby.
What?
This has been the entire podcast since day one.
Has it really? Has it been this low brow?
I mean,
are we just?
We're just slipping into insanity because none of us have life.
Yeah, we all don't have girlfriends. It's or boyfriends. Who knows?
We're all open here.
So, what even is the point of living?
I'm currently with three other not sexual but like the way I said that.
Yeah, because you, the way you think sexuality works, you think someone looks good, you're just like, oh man, am I in a relationship with them? Is this like, are we going the distance?
In the distance. Like the film. Was that a film? I don't...
No. I don't... What? So, Solo.
Solo.
They rap.
That's silence.
They rap. They rap production on a Goosebumps 2.
I'm
called Toosebumps.
Toosebumps, I wish.
What is the plot of?
It's in Horrorland, isn't it?
They changed it. I know they did. I have no idea what it
Remember
is,
Dead House? The...
Wait, what?
Dead House.
Oh wait, yeah, the new one is Horrorland, right? That's what it is, Horrorland.
It's called Haunted Halloween now. I don't know. I know.
Book really. You know, be funny though if they in like these movies. She's the only memorable character in that entire series.
Wait, who?
Okay, then. Boy. No.
Oh, yeah.
So why aren't they bringing the original cast back? Only Jack Black's returning for Goosebumps 2?
Because Dylan Minnette's are gold with 13 Reasons Why. Wait, her name is also Hannah. She's hilarious.
I think they're doing like an anthology for Goosebumps, so
yeah.
I think that's why. Unless they do like a split and like Dylan Minnette shows up at the end.
This is like that weird guy who tried to just from the books a few years ago. Name again. What? And credits. I'm sorry. You're supposed to laugh after that, but it's just like live to just. Song. Back into video games.
Yeah, I played. My PS2 controller wasn't working, so I just played. I played on my Xbox 360.
60's good.
Yeah, I played the Simpsons game, which is a great
incredible.
Yeah, the Simpsons
game. Yes. So you can just find it. YouTube and or... I'm not sure. Daily Motion. Just video. But... Because it's evil. I had an amazing video too about how the movie.
Yeah, sucks to hear.
Yep. I was gonna do a new video. What was it gonna be about? I forgot.
I don't know if I want to keep on doing the unknown series because I guess I probably will though. I just want to do other stuff.
No, how about you? Anything gonna?
What?
Noah.
Yeah, when's your next shitty movie review, Noah? Is he dead?
Hello?
We can't hear you, Noah. Hello?
Can't hear you.
Son of a bitch, no.
Poor one. But I think Discord might have been better.
He says that. It's like recording.
want us to record.
I know. I think we just invest in better equipment, open up our own studio, and and then get out of business.
I'll tell him to leave the call, and then I'll end it. Meanwhile, while that happens, what else have you been? Actually, about me from now on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, for so I'm currently I don't know what I'm doing right now. I just need to you know, there are times where I thought about packing my bag, just see where the road takes me.
I see. I can see that. Yeah.
I literally just like. Oh no! Way back. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's up? Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Awesome. You know what? I do have an awful review coming, and I just finished writing it, and it's coming out sometime. So, yeah.
The hype is unreal.
it's like a never-ending cycle for me, or it's not never-ending, but, like, you know, I spend too long making a video, or I procrastinate. Comes out every like 2 months, and then I'm like, why don't I get more subscribers? And then rinse and repeat, because I don't post consistently.
Who are you, Mysterious Mr. Enter?
So
that was a gag.
I know who you're referring to. Yes,
great. I like him. Do you?
No, not really. He just
statistic.
I mean, talking to you. So. I think we're all a little on the spectrum. Come on, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Oh. Yeah.
I heard, by the way, that can serve in the mail. Is he right?
I'm pretty sure he's right.
Did you see on Blair White debate?
No.
Who watches Blair White?
Dude, she's fucking hot. Yeah, right? She's fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
He's intolerant ass over here.
Wyatt, what if Wyatt could Sonic Alert come back, but Killer Wyatt come back as a woman? For just one episode. Can Killer Wyatt come back as a woman?
Killer Wilma.
Killer Whitney. Killer. Whitney.
Killer Whitney.
Could you play? Would you do it? I would edit it. I would edit the crap out of that if you,
you know what?
If you could just film an episode.
I'm trying to blow it right now. I don't think that would be good for my brand.
Like,
I don't think I would ridicule from my, like, IRL friends from again.
No, you have to do it. You gotta put on lipstick, makeup, you gotta, like, stuff your shirt a little bit in the pectoral regions.
And then... I every single, like, and I had to have like this happy-go-lucky like music.
And you have to talk with that like that you know the accent, you know the accent I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hi guys,
this,
it's me.
This stereotype series. Yeah, exactly. And
hello guys, welcome to another tutorial.
Just smother lipstick around your lips. Like a
horn. Actually no, you have to say it like a liar.
and then top it all off with like
my rape story. Story time. I was almost
by Sonic the Werehog.
You know, kind of like they have vloggers, right? They just say like, you know, and all of a sudden, just like story time.
Yeah, it's the easiest form of clickbait.
And you have just... like them crying in the thumbnail.
Yeah, it's. Really lowbrow like content. And
Jack's films. He makes fun of that.
Sorry. So do that.
do that, please, please. You could cure my any illness I had.
Floor right now. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker right now. I'm sorry, I just saw a spike.
Let's talk about movies.
Movies. Movies are nerds, right?
You know what I find? I agree that like the people constantly complaining about The Last Jedi are man children. Mm-hmm. What I think it's funny is that the same people who are calling the people complaining about a Star Wars movie man children are the same people who are like 300 pounds and own every Star Wars movie on Blu-ray and own all the toys Yeah, it's just like that's not being a man child, but just not liking a movie.
Did you say you hated John Campia for that or something, talking about the fan base?
What? I don't know.
The fan base is just awful.
Remember the Star Trek fan base?
Ugh. Ooh.
They're like even worse.
Remember when Into Darkness came out and everyone was all bitching? Like, that was like The Last Jedi for Star Trek fans.
And I like this too.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that was a
shocking. I was like really shocked by how good that movie was.
I liked Into Darkness more, but I still enjoyed
Closer Into Darkness. Man.
Yeah. Well,
now start.
This is silence after I make a point. You just
sometimes I can't hear you, and so sometimes I just have to, like, instead of asking you to say it again, I'll just go, well,
I'm into Australian girls, okay? I'll just.
Oh my god. You want to face fuck Rebel Wilson?
I'm born up. Australian chicks blow. It's like, wow, they're really pretty.
Literally.
My story, folks.
They look the same as Americans and other people. I don't understand this.
Also, Scottish girls are really cool.
I'm just curious. How often do you get out of the house? Like, a day, on average?
Legit, like...
Dude, I live in, like, fucking Vermont, so what the fuck do you think I get?
I don't know, just go play basketball with the urban youth.
There's, like, one...
Honestly, just go to prison, like, make some friends, find out how you feel about being gay, and then get out.
Being gay in me. actual quote from Ben Carson.
Is Ben Carson actually said that?
He actually did say that. Oh yeah, look at the inmates.
Do you think when, because he's like a famous brain surgeon, do you think he ever tried to like kill the gay out of somebody, like? During a brain surgery, he's like, I found the brain, the gay ho campus, and then rips it out.
I found in the script of a movie. Oh god! We're only 8 minutes in, by the way. We haven't even passed the 40-minute mark.
It's all right.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
Best thing ever.
I don't know if he meant to leave, but
holy.
Ray William Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Ray William Johnson.
You know what? I love William Johnson.
I don't.
What was he? Was he black or something? I couldn't.
Because you're colorblind. You can't tell the difference between.
Well, you know, I see the color yellow.
That's not true. It's not true. You know that? That's a lie.
It's a lie.
You can't.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean you can't see the color yellow.
Nick, did you leave on purpose? I'll just ask him real quick. I think he might have just gotten a call, probably.
Wait, so do you think that's his ringtone?
I think it was like,
doing your mom. Oh,
God. Anyway, I'd like to bring up a comic. I think I've brought it up before, but Genndy Kowalski's Luke Cage.
Oh my god, Green. This is the new Samurai Jack. You brought this up. Yeah,
Samurai
so
Jack.
Many
yeah,
times.
Let's talk about Samurai Jack. Oh, Nick.
No, Samurai. This is just stop.
Nick. What is this? Nick, we were just about to talk about.
No.
Ooh, I should have left.
He's just. You know what he brought up again? He brought up that stupid Luke Cage comic that no one cares about.
Stupid, are you shitting me?
Luke Cage comic written by Genndy Tartakovsky.
Shit.
It's so good.
The one he's brought up like 5 times. And he's probably reread because he can't afford to go to the comic store and get a new comic.
Actually, no, I go to the comic store like, you know, comic stores near me. I only go like every other on important top secret business that you'll find out very soon.
I want to make a comic book soon.
I did for a while. Baz, it was called. They're actually still in that elementary school. I'm a legend.
What?
You know, in my elementary school. I just had like things I would like write down and staple together, and I would leave them in libraries. I like there apparently.
No, I'm talking about an actual comic book, not one I drew in elementary school.
Nick, oh wait, you're thinking about writing a comic book?
Yeah, you know.
Like, what were you thinking? Just like a. Like a regular story, or are you going for like the superhero kind of thing?
I guess the superhero kind of thing.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas, or do you just want to?
No, I don't want to say anything. Okay. Because my idea is stolen.
Yeah. Well, also, right. I've learned talking about a project that you're working on. There's actually like a psychological thing. If you talk about something you're working on, you're more likely not to do it because you've gotten the satisfaction of of doing it by just telling people about it. Your brain's thinking, oh, I've already done it, and so it doesn't want to do it anymore. It's really weird. So that's why like I try not to tell people what I'm working on, because even though I'm often not working on anything, but I actually finished a script today. It felt so good to actually finish a script.
You know, I don't write down script. I literally just wing it.
Yeah, and that goes to show how popular.
How just stop and record.
How What the Fook happened was a raging success. It was.
Hey, Marvel was so good that they were like, okay, we can't have this happen. This guy's gonna have stealing a thunder. Like copyright claim to me because I'm a fucking whitey pieces.
But
of
before
shit.
I got disconnected earlier, I actually hope you do continue the unknown, Nick. I really enjoyed your first episode. Zac Efron's actually really, yeah. Because the thing is at first yours was so convincing that like I actually thought it was real at first until it got to like the absurdist kind of stuff. So
yeah.
So because I was working while I was listening to it, and I was like, "This is really funny." So I just thought I'd let you know I liked it. So
yeah.
I will narrate it one
Wyatt,
day.
I couldn't finish What the Fook Happened.
Too boring. Too monotone for you.
No, I just think at the time I was too busy to like really sit down and finish it. So
do you agree that my philosophy of this game?
I'll watch it later and I'll, cause okay, I don't care about The Simpsons.
Wow,
I really need. I need. No, it's not. I don't have anything against it. I just need to sit down and watch the show. I've never watched it. Like, I've watched a couple episodes and I think they're good. I just haven't watched the show as a whole, so I don't have, like, an attachment to the show. I like Futurama a lot. I love Futurama. Speaking of Matt Groening, Matt Groening's new show. He's doing a new show.
Yeah, what the fuck is that all about?
Disenchanted, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to get accused of sexual assault and then the show getting canceled.
The Apu documentary. He said, "Offended these days, fuck him."
Although the Gremlin character looks a lot like Bart. It's really strange.
I think that's what they're going for.
You think so? Okay. But I'm excited for a new cartoon.
That show that was supposed to be on Fox.
What show? Oh, he's still working on it.
It's like Art Ford.
I hope it's still a thing, but I'm pretty sure they're still working on it. But
I love Alex Hirsch, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm. You know what we talked about?
What'd you say? Sure,
should we talk about the new Thundercats cartoon?
Ruined my child. Never watched Thundercats. I don't care about Thundercats. I just hate this.
I style. Really don't mind the style much.
It is a bit annoying, I'll admit.
It wasn't funny at all. Like what's his face walks out onto the screen and just acts like an idiot, and it's like, this isn't funny. It like never made me laugh at all because he's just a stupid idiot with a sword. I'm like, so for me, for the show to actually. I have to watch the first episode, and if it makes me laugh, then I'll give it a go. But at the moment, it just doesn't look funny at all. It just kind of looks obnoxious.
It has that hipster comedy vibe to it. That's the point.
And then the theme song kind of it starts off with that nya, and it's really obnoxious. It starts off with a nya.
That minute that like May convention going yeah.
Also, but the OP, their intro was actually really well animated, so that was cool, but the OP.
You anime fucking nerd.
I know, I accidentally called it an OP, but, you know, it'll be, it's gonna be, I don't know. It's probably gonna be bad, but who cares?
Your Academia?
Great show. I love it quite a bit. I don't think he's leaving on purpose. I think it's on accident. My Hero Academia is like my favorite ongoing show currently.
I'm watching on Toonami. I'm like a real fan. So.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever heard of like Kiss Cartoon or Kiss Anime? Do you ever?
I only watch shit English dub. Okay.
No, do you have a computer or?
Yeah, I got a computer.
Dude, you can just pirate anime. It's the easiest thing in the world. I watch
OG guy. I like to. Like, I like to.
I come back in here. You can pirate anime.
Like I'm telling him, like this guy's stuck in the year 2000, still watching Toonami when he can just go online.
I'm what you would call.
Who even watches TV anymore? You just watch Netflix, Crunchyroll, or
I like Toonami. I like
Crunchyroll.
Okay. I watch Crunchyroll.
Yo, Crunchyroll, is that like supposed to be like a plan where it's for like Chinese food or something? Or like egg roll?
What do you think?
Crunchyroll. I'm like what roll is what I like what are they referring to when they call it Crunchyroll? Like is that like an anime thing? Or like let's dissect this, like really dive into this.
You know, they created a little anime girl as their mascot. It's really weird. Like yeah, it's ZTV. Like a little orange girl. It's strange.
You know what I'm talking about, right? ZT.
What?
You know what I'm talking about, Noah?
No.
ZTV. The one who does the videos.
No.
Noah deletes his search history.
Wait. Wait, can we talk about, before we run out of time, can we talk about that DCEU guy? The
Oh, which one about the guy with the anime picture? Yeah, Cowboy Bebop profile pic.
No,
are you talking about the guy who jacked off in school?
Yes. Can we talk about that? The guy who masturbated in school. That guy.
Okay, look, this. First of all, this it is a joke, which it was. Calling it assault. I'm like, what the.
Sorry, but that's like a serious issue. You shouldn't whip out your wiener and go and jack off.
Obviously not. Imagine how you would ever get off.
Also, why would you share that shit on Twitter like this?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
his handle is at Snydershill, so.
But he has a Spider-Man profile. Doing it ironically, then
Tom Holland's gonna play him in a biopic.
Do you think we should actually have him on this podcast?
You guys know who's the that annoying little kid from Jesse, that stupid, awful Disney TV show? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know who that
the
is.
The freckled kid,
freckled fuck.
Hold on. All right. I feel bad that I'm the only one who has seen this awful show starring Debbie Ryan. Hold on.
Debbie Ryan can get it if she's overage. She's like 25.
Tyler has actually met Debbie Ryan.
Who?
Tyler.
Oh, that guy.
Wait, he has? The.
Yeah. I was like, that's great.
All right, hold on. You think we you guys pretty strong? You're understand. So, hold on. I'm getting this. Hold on. So, this kid from the show, Jesse, do you look at him, the freckled kid? Are you guys looking at the photo? Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
Right, do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Isn't that the kid from Grown Ups or whatever?
Yeah. All right. So hear me out, guys. Hear me out. Hear me out, okay? Okay? I think he is the leading man in the new hit film. Are you looking at the photo?
I'm looking at the photo. Who's always?
It's Nicholas Cruz. It's Nicholas Cruz.
Oh, gee.
What was that noise? That was weird. I like bold or something. That's so.
Okay, well.
Then, on that note. I want to bring up real quick. What was it? Shit. Ugh. No. Squid yet.
No, I'm not. What? Send me a link. I'll join it.
All right, here. Remember, Nick probably just wanted. Fucking. You like he. Or Jake Baldino, or whatever.
Well, is this where we end the episode?
I don't think we should leave until Nick comes.
Okay.
I feel like closing, like, remarks that you would like to make regarding.
Maybe we should go back to Discord, because I feel like we had. So, what the upside to Anchor is that the audio quality is better, but there's a longer delay between all of us, I think.
What if you hit QuickTime on this?
Do not. No, that's not how it works.
You can get Anchor on your computer.
Yeah, but then.
And the audio will sound just fine.
No, but then we still have the audio delay. We still have the delay. I'm saying Discord's quicker with its.
Okay.
All right, so we're all back here, and it's
enjoy the last episode of the intro. We have 6 minutes left.
Wait, is this the last episode ever?
No, on iTunes.
Oh, on iTunes. I was about to like, dang, I was about to get all sentimental there. One of the
things. Closing statements. Thanks, Nick.
What?
Any closing statements?
Okay. Ron Howard is the father of Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh my god! Actually,
before we that's crazy. But before we go, I do want to discuss sleep paralysis quick. And he's
you just discuss what? Discuss sleep what? What about it?
Have you ever had it? Because I've had it for like the past 4 days now.
Sure. Let's hop on Discord. I was going to say, let's hop on Discord. You just have to sleep on your belly. You just don't, if you get, you're getting sleep paralysis, just sleep on the other way. Because what? Actually, I would love to like see what you see in your sleep paralysis. Like, what do you see when you wake up in the middle of the night?
That's the thing. I just like open my eyes briefly, and I'm okay. I gotta close them because I don't want to see no. All
right. So tonight, I'm gonna ask you to look. Just look, okay?
Okay. I don't want to look.
No. Just look. Just look. Tonight.
Just look.
Tonight.
Look.
No. Just fight because you know it's not real. So I want you tonight to look.
Okay. And then I will have a good night's sleep. You cannot stop me from doing that.
Or if you want to prevent that, just then sleep on your belly because then you won't.
Or drink plenty of. Every time I have a really dry throat.
Yeah, okay.
Really big drink of water just now.
Okay, so.
Oh, what?
I was gonna say, well, I was gonna hop over to Discord with Nick after this so we can keep talking, but this is sure. The end of the episode.
Podcast in here, so our Patreon get a bonus of us on Discord.
Yeah, okay.
Please buy our t-shirts.
Please. I'm actually thinking about buying a shirt soon because I just got a paycheck. All right.
Please, yeah.
And please retweet articles that we work really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bye.